stewardship contracting is a set of tools that allow the Forest Service and the Bureau of Land Management to do forest and watershed restoration in a new way. And this paper really focused on, use that as a case example to understand how agencies, particularly senior executives, can help frontline folk collaborate more effectively at the ground level out in the field or in their frontline offices.
So explain to us what it was before, the conditions under which they did this work, and what changed.
Stewardship contracting really changed the way the Forest Service can implement its projects, its contracting techniques. And in the 1990s and before that, the Forest Service really had and the Bureau of Land Management had a system of doing land management that really separated out timber sale, removing of timber, and the taking care of the land, whether it's planting trees or maintaining roads, and that those things never were combined. But when you do restoration, when you focus on the ecological outcomes, you often need to do projects that involve both removal of trees and other kinds of activities in the same work. And so stewardship contracting brings together removal of timber or trees, the cutting of trees, and which becomes sold, and service contracting activities.
So it sounds as if there's almost a continuum there, and you have to make sure that the way they cut the trees in the first place, that might have some effect on the eventual road building or maintenance down the line. Is that the purpose of the collaboration?
In the old days of the Forest Service and BLM, the timber sale program was largely, the purpose of them was to largely sell the timber, generate economic activity, and retrieve money, get money into the federal treasury. That was the purpose of timber sales. Now, timber is a byproduct of land management. The restoration and creating ecological health is really the end goal. And sometimes that, in contexts such as when you have a lot of places where there's a lot of wildfire, you need to thin those trees to improve the environment. So the trees are now a byproduct. So you need a different kind of contracting mechanisms that really make it possible to do these activities combined rather than being driven by the money, which is the way they were driven by before.
What collaboration techniques do the different groups within land management use to be able to understand each other's requirements?
In the 1980s and 1990s, how the Forest Service and BLM managed their lands was extremely a huge source of conflict. And in the Pacific Northwest, where I'm from, people were, marching in the streets, holding up signs. They were suing each other, very conflictual. And we got into the point where there was nothing. All that was happening was people fighting it out in court. And so you started to see in the mid-1990s these collaborative groups emerge at the ground level that thought that hoped that if they came together and talked and worked things through and found, went on field trips, looked at trees, looked at the rivers, they could really find projects that everybody agreed needed to happen. And that's really the way that the Forest Service and BLM have really started to conduct their business. And more as the years have gone by, they engage in collaboration at the ground level so that they can build agreement, solve complex problems.
We're speaking with Cass Mosley. She's author of the IBM Business of Government Report, Strategies for Supporting Frontline Collaboration, Lessons from Stewardship Contracting. Too often nowadays, people talk about collaboration in terms of electronic tools, but that's really just something you apply after you agree to collaborate, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I think that these collaboratives have been most effective not because they've been distant or impersonal, but really because people have come together in rooms. People say, it's hard to be angry at somebody once you've had dinner with them, a lot of potlucks and breaking bread together, and that sort of very personal relationships has really made a huge difference in a lot of these cases. And so this sort of rise of social media, while critical in some ways, has not really been where these collaboratives have been most successful. And you think about, we're talking about rural America, isolated places where things like high-speed internet are few and far between. And so what's far more important is for people to get to know each other, to really find that common ground, go out in the woods together.
Okay, now at the Minerals Management Service, and it has a new name now, what they've done is the opposite. They've taken one integrated agency and broken it up into three different pieces, and one does the offshore leasing, and one does the different parts of the whole chain of events that used to be under one roof. So it sounds like they're going to need to go bring in collaboration now that they work separately.
you know, one of the things that it's important to keep in mind is that the Forest Service and Bureau of Land Management are agencies that are management agencies. They're not regulatory agencies. And, you know, you really have a different situation and you need different kinds of tools in a context where you're trying to regulate the behavior of a particular industry than you do when you're trying to reach agreement about and coming to figure out how to manage something. You can, I think, have collaborations in a regulatory environment and in actually in both the regulatory environments and management environments. You diverse stakeholders, multiple perspectives are really critical so that you're finding solutions that really meet the needs of a broad array of people rather than it just being captured by one segment of society that has a strong particular interest. And so for the Forest Service and BLM, these are two agencies that have very, very diverse stakeholders beating on up, you know, they have a choice. They can either collaborate or they're going to get beat up on from all sides. And so they've tried increasingly to focus on bringing people together rather than just being beat up.